The Neptune is raised from the bottom of the Haines Harbor. And did you know Southeast Alaska's maritime economy provides more than a quarter of the wages paid in the region? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The fishing tender Neptune is floating upright once again and is moored at the Haines Harbor, less than a week after she was raised from the harbor floor. The Neptune sank at the harbor on October 5th. 6 days later, the 78-foot wooden boat was finally raised, but not before leaking fuel into the harbor. Coast Guard Lieutenant Ryan Erickson, who was on scene for part of the cleanup effort, estimates between 1,150 to 1,500 gallons of fuel and oil spilled out. It's harder to determine exactly how much fuel was able to be cleaned up, Erickson says. He said very little fuel escaped the harbor into Port Chilkoot, but because of the size of the harbor, crews had to use oil-absorbent pads instead of the skimmer skiffs to clean up as much leaked fuel as possible.
And recovery-wise, it's hard to discern how much we actually recovered because most of it was in, I don't know if you saw, we had like the big pads out there picking up oil. And without squeezing those, it's hard to know. I know we had over 50 drums worth of, or 50 bags worth, full bags of used material, spent material is what they call it.
Erickson said a marine surveyor is determining if the Neptune can sail on its own from Haines to get repaired elsewhere. Erickson, as incident commander with Juneau Sector, is in communication with the boat's owner, Don Axelson, to determine the next step for the 76-year-old tender. The Coast Guard is also investigating the cause of the sinking. Erickson said that investigation will take several more weeks. Axelson did not have spill insurance on the Neptune, according to Erickson. That means that the Coast Guard tapped into a federal spill response fund to assist and help pay workers with the Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization, or CEPRO, to clean up the pollution. Southeast Alaska's maritime economy provides more than a quarter of the wages paid in the region. That's according to a new study published by the Southeast Conference. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Good morning, hello, and welcome to Alaska's newest and best shipbuilding facility.
That's Frank Foti, president and CEO of Vigor Industrial. The Portland-headquartered company owns Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan. There, he shared the stage with officials last spring to celebrate the opening of a new ship construction hall.
After the collapse of the timber economy here, these leaders saw an opportunity for growth in jobs and economic prosperity, while others saw only derelict infrastructure and a dying industry.
A new study shows the Ketchikan shipyard is a key contributor to the region, with about 120 employees and $37 million in annual revenues.
So who are we? What sets us apart from other places and makes our region unique? Is there one thing that defines our people, our geography, and our economy?
Melani Shivens researched that question as part of Juneau-based Scheinberg Associates. She spoke at last month's Southeast Conference annual meeting in Sitka, where the study was released.
We are here today to tell you that there is. We are a maritime economy and a maritime region.
That's no surprise, given Southeast's geography. But the study has the details to prove it. The report shows about 400 maritime businesses and government agencies employing more than 8,000 people. Their total annual wages come to about $500 million, with individual wages averaging about $50,000 a year. Researcher Barb Scheinberg says this is the first thorough study of what she calls the blue economy. It includes commercial fisheries, ferries, and marinas.
When you think about the visitor industry, that includes whale watching cruise staff. When you think about construction, that's our marine welders. When you think about government, that's our Coast Guard folks.
Not included were onshore businesses relying on cruise ship passenger traffic or barged goods. She says ocean harvests dominate the maritime economy.
And that's our seafood processors and commercial fishermen, the mariculture workers. That's where half of the maritime jobs and wages are.
Scheinberg says the blue economy is larger than mining, timber, construction, or any other sector in Southeast. Shivens says shipbuilding and repair jobs have doubled over the past 5 years.
This growth is not accidental. but resulted from strategic planning and targeted investment.
Like Ketchikan, Wrangell is a former logging town that's found new opportunities. State and federal grants, as well as private investments, have paid for seafood plant improvements, a marine service center, a travel lift, and a new harbor. Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says that's brought unexpected benefits.
Now we have transient moored space. So now we're seeing yachts coming to Wrangell because before we never had that ability. Commercial fleets were being rafted 3 or 4 feet deep. Well, the yachts don't want to tie up to the commercial boats. But now we're seeing this huge increase in yachters coming to Wrangell. And it's added an extra element to our tourism industry.
She says it hasn't been easy. Grants take years. Community planning can be contentious, and it's natural for people to become impatient.
Recovery is very slow, as you all are very painfully aware of as well. It has taken 20 years for our community to start rebounding.
Wrangell isn't all the way there. It still hopes to see development at the sites of its old mill and a former Bureau of Indian Affairs school. Rushmore says that could include more expansion of the city's blue economy. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Sitka.
Haines has become a sort of hotspot for a health practice called earthing that's gaining popularity. It's a practice that several local residents claim they have experienced health benefits from. And another local resident even recently made a documentary about the science behind it. KHNS News intern Olive Del Sol takes a look at earthing.
We ground our electrical devices by using the third prong in each outlet to reduce the risk of serious electric shock. Recently, Steve Krushel heard on Howard Strauss's radio show that grounding your body can be a beneficial way to treat physical ailments.
After I listened to that radio show, I thought, wow, I cannot get back to the earth quick enough.
There are a few different grounding methods, including the grounding pad that's featured in one of the rooms in the Eagle's Nest Motel in Haines. But all it takes is simply going barefoot or maintaining skin contact with the soil for half an hour a day.
So simple and so profound. In that if you connect to the earth, if you touch the earth with your bare skin in any way, physiological changes happen in a nanosecond.
The earth is a vast reservoir of naturally produced electrons, according to Dr. Ober, the founder and author of the book Earthing. He writes that electrons stabilize free radicals and stop free radical damage. The earth is therefore the best antioxidant available. And so, by earthing, Ober claims people can improve their sleep, reduce inflammation, thin the blood, and combat stress. Krushel has been an advocate for earthing because he feels a responsibility for the community.
I know a lot of people that are suffering from pain and chronic inflammation, and I just wanted to share this with other people.
Some people have embraced earthing wholeheartedly, and others have been skeptical about earthing's claims.
I love it that people are skeptical. I was skeptical. It's healthy to be that way. And that's why that movie was born.
Krushel made a movie called Grounded, which was shown at the Haines Borough Library in September. It covers scientific research and personal testimonials about earthing from local and famous people. It also is the story of Krushel's personal journey into earthing.
Record of each day, sort of a diary of what happened, not only to myself, but my friends, to this town of Haines, Alaska.
Negatively charged ions absorbed from uninsulated contact with soil is what gives earthing its power. The negative charge is maintained by lightning strikes and the gravitational pull of the moon. It obeys the natural laws of conductive surfaces.
You have to connect to the earth. It can't be dry sand. It has to be like grass or moist earth. Then the earth gives you these electrons.
Dick Flagel heard about earthing from Krushel and has instituted the practice in his own life.
We'll go sit out on the lawn chair in the evening and look out at the water or the view. And I'll kick my shoes off and put my feet on the ground. And it's getting a little cold to do that, but I still do it.
Flagel was influenced by the film that Krushel produced, and he personally knew some of the people that had been featured in the movie as receiving healing from these methods. He followed up with one local who had spina bifida.
And I saw them at a local eatery, and I said, in the movie that I saw, you talked about this fixing up your shoulders so that you could lift your arms and stuff. He says, I still can. Look at this. And he says, I'm pain-free.
The scientific exploration is far from over in the case of earthing, even though there have been studies published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine and articles in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapy. Whether or not the studies are conclusive, Flegel thinks it's worth a try simply because it can't hurt and it could be beneficial.
And maybe we really don't know exactly why this is working or why it does what it does. And even if there was a placebo effect there was no really reason that, your back pain was going to go away or your knee pain or your shoulder pain. If the healing occurs in the mind, who cares?
Even though there are scientists who have voiced criticism, Krushel is fully convinced of the benefits of earthing because of his own experiences.
If you want to become truly alive, touch the surface of the earth.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Olive Del Sol.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and Olive Del Sol for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.